Theories are structures of ideas that explain and interpret facts. Facts do not go away when scientists debate rival theories to explain them. Humans evolved from ape-like ancestors, whether they did so by Darwin's proposed mechanism or by some other. In 1983, State University of New York evolutionary biologist Douglas J. Futuima wrote that in biological evolution, we are dealing with two distinct questions. The first is the historical question of whether or not evolution has actually occurred. Have living forms actually descended by common ancestry from earlier forms? The second question is, if evolution has actually happened, what mechanisms have been responsible for it? Futuima concluded, I consider the first question to have been resolved into fact, and the second question to fall into the category of theory. Textbook controversies. In 1996, the Alabama State Board of Education voted to place labels inside biology textbooks, stating, in part, This textbook discusses evolution, a controversial theory some scientists present as a scientific explanation for the origin of living things, such as plants, animals, and humans. No one was present when life first appeared on Earth. Therefore, any statement about life's origins should be considered as theory, not fact. The labels continued, Evolution also refers to the unproven belief that random, undirected forces produced a world of living things. Darwinists were not pleased. In 2001, the U.S. Public Broadcasting System, PBS, televised a pro-Darwin series accompanied by a book, Evolution, The Triumph of an Idea. Gould wrote an introduction for the book that stated, We should make a distinction, as Darwin explicitly did, between the simple fact of evolution, defined as the genealogical connection among all earthly organisms based on their descent from a common ancestor, and theories, like Darwinian natural selection, that have been proposed to explain the causes of evolutionary change. But Gould then confused matters by adding, Evolution substituted a naturalistic explanation of cold comfort for our former conviction that a benevolent deity fashioned us directly in his own image. By taking the Darwinian cold bath and staring a factual reality in the face, we can finally abandon the cardinal false hope of the ages. So factuality, for Gould, applied not only to universal common ancestry, but also to the naturalistic explanation that replaced God. In 2002, the Board of Education in Cobb County, Georgia, placed stickers inside their biology textbooks stating, This textbook contains material on evolution. Evolution is a theory, not a fact, regarding the origin of living things. This material should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered.